I see you trample workers down in the state I love, and I'm like, f*** you. I guess the voice of democracy isn't enough, so f*** you, and f*** Fitzgerald too.
Ever since he took on Wisconsin's teachers unions and denied them collective bargaining rights, Republican Governor Scott Walker has been public enemy number one for public sector unions. Walker faces a recall election on June 5th and may well be chased out of the governor's mansion after just 1 year in office. But is Walker the heartless budget cutter his opponents claim, slashing spending, cutting taxes, and driving Wisconsin's economy into a sinkhole? Hardly. Here are three lies at the heart of the Wisconsin recall.
My Wisconsin seniors too will learn. My budget strategy is simple, slash and burn.
Walker has cut the rate at which spending is growing, but he hasn't actually cut spending. In fact, the state's biennial budget is scheduled to increase by about 3% on Walker's watch. A big reason for that is that Walker has overseen a historic increase in state spending on Medicaid, which is the government's health insurance program for the poor. Walker has cut state aid to schools, which he says will be paid for by cost-saving measures such as requiring teachers to kick in more for their pensions and health care. But the bottom line is that Walker hasn't actually cut overall state spending.
Scott Walker, you're a hypocrite. Your budget bill ain't worth a spit. First governor that we will fire. Scott Walker, you're a bald-faced liar.
Governor Walker's tax cuts will save Wisconsinites about $136 million next fiscal year, but that's only about 1% of the total tax money the state collects. It's not like Wisconsin is some sort of undertaxed haven. In 2009, the Tax Foundation ranked Wisconsin as having the fourth highest combined state and local tax burden in the country. If cutting taxes and letting individuals spend their own money is a way to spark economic activity, Wisconsin still has a long way to go.
And this week, a new report reveals that the state of Wisconsin lost more jobs than any other state in the country.
That's a decrease, not an increase, Governor.
The worst jobs record in the country.
Walker is being battered for a projected drop of 24,000 jobs in the Badger State over the course of 1 year. His supporters are pointing to another study that shows an increase of 23,000 jobs during Walker's first year in office. Whichever is more accurate, these numbers represent neither catastrophe nor triumph, since they represent less than 1% of Wisconsin's entire labor force. And one thing both sides can agree on is that Wisconsin's unemployment rate of 6.8% is well below the national average. Wisconsin's economy has plenty of room for improvement, but that'll only happen if Governor Walker can get serious about cutting spending and taxes. For Reason TV, I'm Nick Gillespie.
Hey, Governor Scott Walker, I wrote you a song. I hope you like it, it ain't very long. You're trying to bust the union, trying to take away our rights. You thought you could do it like a thief in the night.